Closer to home now, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Since then, many American farmers have grumbled that Mexican products have been flooding U.S. grocery stores, hurting their bottom line. Well, it works both ways, of course. Mexican apple growers now argue that American apples heading south have pushed their industry to the brink of collapse. But they're not going down without a fight. Bridget Huber reports from the Mexican state of Chihuahua, where some 70% of Mexico's apples are grown.
After 50 years in the apple business, Vicente Robles is cutting down most of his orchards. The trees are still productive, but no longer profitable. This year, Mexican growers produced a record harvest.
We were very happy because the harvest was coming well after 2 years of not having one.
But their bumper crop came after a year of record imports of American apples. By the time the Mexican growers were ready to sell their fruit, markets were already filled with apples from up north. Mexican grower Isai Gomez trucked his apples to wholesale markets in different cities. He found no takers. He said he had to give up and sell his apples to the juice companies. They paid him less than a third of what it cost to produce the apples. Now, growers can't pay their workers or their bills. Chihuahua's apple industry, which employs about 35,000 people, tried to get the Mexican government to suspend U.S. imports. In February, growers staged what they called a survival march. Others dumped apples in the streets in protest. The Mexican press was sympathetic. A local newspaper headline read, "Gringo apples, ugly, old, and cold." Mexican Senator Patricio Martinez from Chihuahua tried forcing federal action. He did it standing on a box of unsold apples on the Senate dais in Mexico City.
Alguien en el extranjero quiere acabar con las plantaciones nacionales para que entonces México dependa.
Someone from outside our country wants to do away with Mexico's apple plantings so that Mexico will become dependent on their production at their prices and their conditions.
He also accused the U.S. of illegally dumping, selling apples at a lower price than production. Up in Washington state, they see the situation much differently.
We really feel that there's room for both industries in the market.
Rebecca Lyons is the international marketing director for the Washington Apple Commission. She says, yes, they sold a lot of apples in Mexico last year, but that's because Mexico had so few apples of its own. She says Mexican growers caused their own heartache. They grew too many apples.
Everybody just harvested whatever they could. They didn't thin. They didn't use good management practices. They have to do something to help themselves.
Lyons added that they're also growing more and different varieties up north, and that gives Mexican consumers more choice. Mexican growers say they aren't against more trade, but they want more trade oversight. They're asking the government to block U.S. imports around harvest time to give them more of a chance to sell their apples. But U.S. government officials say that would violate the terms of NAFTA. Laura Carlson calls NAFTA a straitjacket. She directs the Americas program at the Center for International Policy and is based in Mexico City.
What it does is it strips the government of a series of very important development tools that the United States, of course, had during its period of development. These include the ability to protect strategic sectors. And if there's any strategic sector, the production of basic food would be one. All the deck is stacked against these small farmers, but in the end, everybody's going to pay a price.
Since NAFTA was signed, countless Mexican small farmers have been driven out of business and crossed the U.S. border illegally, looking for work up north. Others have remained in Mexico and turned to the drug cartels, which are always recruiting.
Oye, ¿todavía llevan manzanas ahí?
Apple growers in Chihuahua are hoping to avoid that fate, but it might be tough. Back at Vicente Robles' packing house, he points to the dregs of the failed season, crates of tired yellow apples.
There is a feeling of powerlessness. I'm 71 years old. I've spent my whole life working here, and now I've arrived at this point, and my orchards don't even give me enough to live on.
He says it's sad, but he has to be practical and move on. Apple grower Isai Gomez vows that he won't go down without a fight. He's going to teach his sons to defend the countryside. He says they're fighting for not just their livelihood, but their way of life. For The World, I'm Bridget Huber, Chihuahua, Mexico.
Bridget's story was produced in collaboration with the Food and Environment Reporting Network.